Hawaii Island artist Keith Tallett kind of grabs you by the hair and swings you around. For this show, he brought banana stalks from his yard and tattooed an anthurium. It looks good.
So it's like that identity thing. We identify with a flower, but is it native or non-native? And then the whole tattoo thing is, you know, very Polynesian, right? And then using words to kind of like facilitate this communication for me is like exciting.
The fonts you're using, though, are kind of Zaffino, Gothic.
I'm trying to like play with all different types of type. You know, like people who have gangster tattoos or memorial tattoos or vinyl cut tattoos that people put on their cars.
And what about these designs? You're thinking Polynesian tattoos, you're thinking...
These are actual tire treads that I manipulated, stretched, widened to kind of bring up questions. I really want to bring up questions and the colors and the surfboard materials. So I think I was trying to like put a lot of things in the kitchen sink to make art.
How did you get this so coagulated as a look?
Surfboards. I do surfboards. My dad did surfboards, so I think for me, you think about surfing, it's Hawaiian-based, right? So that I thought this would be a perfect medium for me. Like, I did a lot of, like, oil painting and acrylic painting, and I kind of was like, very formal, Eurocentric. So I decided to kind of, like, go into this type of painting, which is surfboard material and car kind of like vinyl and stuff. I thought that would be more authentic, you know.
You from Big Island or what?
I am from Big Island. I'm from Hilo, East Side. Yeah, born and raised, and then went off to school.
You could just stick with these the fiberglass things and just made a career out of it. But you're still pressing. You're still experimenting.
Yeah, and I think that's the thing is if I kind of stick to just making paintings, it could be kind of easy. But I think being an artist, definitely a contemporary artist in Hawaii, is like what I want to do is push the boundaries, push the materials, and lots of questions.
It's very hard to synthesize localness and the big world out there.
Yeah, but it's getting closer. Everybody's getting closer. Even though the world is coming in, we still have to go out there and experience things physically and mentally and not just superficially. So I think that's the other thing with art is engaging in it and experiencing it and having your own opinion. Most local people are pretty open with their food, right? Experiencing different food.
Yeah.
So that would be really interesting if they kind of like veered off into the art.
With that same adventuresomeness.
Yeah. Imagine when you go to like some place and you go like, oh, I eat raw crab. And people are like, oh my gosh. In Hawaii, we eat pretty challenging food. So if you flip the word food into art, it would be really interesting.
Oh,
it would be.
Let's see, you got installations, photographs, fiberglass, all fresh from Paʻohilo.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited, too, because I got to show some new work that I just made within the last month.
This is the first show in SPF Gallery. The director's Drew Broderick. So what's the idea here, Drew?
I'm going to support artists. I'll make my own art, be a space that can support a certain type of art that I think should be supported, being able to present it in a way that is accessible and tolerable.
Oh, yeah. If not pleasurable.
If not pleasurable.
Keith Tallett really does tattoo. Noe Tanigawa for Hawaii Public Radio.